See Paskin. Okay, Osmem Hay on page Tesavav. Okay, let's see. Last week we had a lot of insights into Tefillah. Let's see what he has for us tonight. Ha'avoda la'Hashem yisbarach bebechinas malchus, shu lisa bilvavo ol malchus shemayim, tzarech liyos kinizkar bezohar kadosh. Asher David ha'melech, shavodaso hayu bebechinas malchus, lo ishtani b'chol atar. Okay, let's preface it like this. We know that in the Sviros, we have the three mochin, Kasser, Chachman, Bina, and then we have the seven midos of Hashem. Right? If we just think about it, similar to, if you remember those who were here last time, we learned about Moach versus Lev, Seichel versus a Hergish, we spoke about cold versus hot. So we understand, or at least in theory we understand, that the mind is supposed to be, have a certain consistency to it. Right? Meaning if I'm really a logical, rational person, and I don't allow my emotions to get the better of me, so my mind, if it's thinking clearly, should be able to rule in a certain way, no matter how many times you present the situation, the mind's able to see the truth of the matter and understand what the cognitive response should be. When it comes to emotions, by their very nature, we think of them as changing. Right? Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm sad, sometimes I'm more chesed, I'm more turned outward, sometimes I'm more gvura, I want to be left alone. So it's reasonable for us to assume when we think about the midos, when we think about the emotional attributes of Hashem, it's reasonable to think that they would be in a state of constant flux, constant change. And yet, he says, let's read it again, Ha'avoda la'Hashem yisbarach bebechinas malchus, the tenth, the bottom, or the seventh of the lower seven emotional attributes of Hashem, the bottom one, malchus, is to serve Hashem with malchus means to carry HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to carry all Malchus Shemayim, the responsibility of all Malchus Shemayim needs to be upon a person, as the Zohar says about David HaMelech, who himself was Malchus. What do we know about David? Lo ishtani b'chol atar. There's a certain constant nature to it. Lo ishtani, it doesn't change b'chol atar in any situation. As the Pasuk says, U'malchuso b'chol mashallah. Now again, you don't have to always try to make everything fit with everything, right? So you'll say, hold on a second. Malchus, that's the moon. The moon is the you know, the paradigm of waxing and waning, of things changing. But the truth is, the moon itself doesn't change. The perception of the moon changes. The way that we understand the light of the sun as manifest in the moon seems to be changing. But David HaMelech, in a certain sense, is not changing. Where do we see David HaMelech as being unwavering or unchanging? How about David Mecharker B'chol Oz? As his wife is rebuking him, this is not how a melech acts, dancing wildly in front of the aron. And he says, "What do you mean? I might be a melech, but more than anything, I'm ol malchus shemayim. This is Torah." So you're saying this is a melech has to act differently in this situation? No. When I'm in the presence of Torah, I'm avata myself to Torah. That's the constant in my life. Right? You see a certain midah, and again, there's other examples of this. But the Zohar says that malchus has to be unchanging. And it represents David, and it's again expressed through this pasuk, "Malchuso b'chol mashallah." The way Hashem's malchus is supposed to express itself within everything, b'chol makom zman u'matzav sha'adam omed, bein betivo bein ba'ako. So lashon from Rav Tzadok uses this lashon of Pritzadik. It's the word "ako" is used in the Zohar. It means like in a time of tzara, when things are good, when things are bad, in the time of screaming, of crying, of calling out to Hashem, tzarech shelo yazuz min nekudazu. Meaning, what's the stability of my life? If I'm a person who has ol malchus shemayim, if I believe there's a borei olam, so that's the constant in my life. Right? To serve Hashem from a place of malchus means to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it looks good, when it looks bad, malchuso b'kol mashallah, Hashem is the melech, Hashem is in charge, things are not out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands, and I cling to that. Ki ein rega b'chol yimei chaya adam, because if you think about it, what option do I have? To not be in a constant state of malchus? I have to be in malchus every second. Why? Because what's the opposite of detaching from malchus? What's the opposite of kabbalas ol malchus shemayim? Ki hifucha hu prikas ol malchus shemayim. So what happens if I lose my malchus for a second? So I'm pyrik all. I throw off the yoke of the king of the world. I reject my responsibility. When I say Shema in the morning, when I say Shema at night, Chaver, what are you doing when you say Shema in the morning? What you're doing is you're saying Shema for the entire period of day. And then I say Shema at night for the entire period of night. Right? It's not meant to just cover that moment. When I say Shema in the morning, it's supposed to cover the entire period called Yom. When I say Shema at night, it covers the entire Laila. In other words, a person has to constantly be in a state of Shema, Rashi Tevos Ol Malchus Shemayim. And if I throw off the yoke of heaven, God forbid, then that's the most dangerous thing in the world. Chas v'shalom olu lipol tachas ol inyani olam hazeh. So then I become subservient, I become a slave to olam hazeh. So I have to always be in a state of malchus. Malchus is one of the emotional attributes of Hashem. It's a mood, so to speak, but it's a mood that doesn't change. You hear? You hear why it's so chashuv? In the intellectual realm, in the cognitive realm, in the seichel, in the mochin of Hashem, Keser, Chachma Bina, or Chachma Bina Das, right? You imagine a certain constant presence, a certain mindfulness, a lack of Hesach Hadas, always being aware. But Midos, they change. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, these are different emotional expressions. So he says, you're right. Most of them change, but one of them doesn't change. Malchus doesn't change. Malchus has to be ever-present. Because Malchus is Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemayim. So what happens if I take off Malchus for a second? Then I'm Pori Gol. So look what he says. Masha'ein kein inyanei ha'avogda ha'shaychem l'midos ha'acheros. When it comes to what? When it comes to the other midos, chesed, it's not always appropriate to be in a state of chesed. Too much chesed sheba chesed. Talking to one of my rabbanim today, he said on the phone, he said, chesed sheba chesed is tohu v'vohu. Chesed is arayos. Chesed can be damaging. If I do chesed with a person who's addicted to drugs, and I think I'm doing chesed by giving them tzedakah, I'm feeding their addiction. I'm crippling them. So there's a time for chesed, there's a time for gvura, there's a time for drawing close and being expansive, there's a time for restraining, and there's a time for constriction. Kulam tluyim umekablim hashtanos b'makum b'zmanu matzav adam. So all the other midos change depending on what the situation calls for. There's a time for chesed, there's a time for teferes, there's a time for hod, there's a time for netzach, there's a time for each of the midos. Shehu b'chinas olam shana nefesh. In accordance with the place, in accordance with the time, in accordance with the person. Lefamim tzarech l'shtanos mi'chesed l'gvura l'hefech. Achein midos ha'malchus ein lazuz mimena klal. But Malchus can never be moved from its place. Malchus has to always be in its place. Again, somehow that's David HaMelech. Maybe it also means that there's a certain, is David HaMelech a constant in our lives? Right? What are we davening for? We're always davening. Davening for the restoration of Malchus Beis David. Sukkas David HaNofalis, there's times where it's more revealed and maybe it's less revealed, but the truth of the matter is Malchus HaBachol Mashallah. Again, it's all perception. We daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should reveal himself to the world. Right? We want Hashem to be able to be felt in the world, to be expressed in the world, to be seen in the world. But the Metzias is that the Malchus is constant. It's always. It's all of day and it's all of night. I say Shema in the morning, it covers all day. I say Shema at night, it covers all night. Shema is the first thing I learn when I'm a baby. And Shema hopefully is the last thing I say in my dying breath. So it's paradoxical in the sense that it comes from the world of Midos, and Midos are changing. Emotions and moods are changing. But Malchus has to be a mood that never changes. And that comes again from this deep amuna, bein betivo, bein ba'ako. Whether it's good times or bad times, I don't move from this inyan called Malchus. That's what real Kabbalah's old Malchus Shemayim is, something that I wear. It's a yoke that I wear proudly at all times. Okay, it's a deep idea. I don't know if I'm saying it right. Let's try the next one. Memvav. Kisha'adam shofech dima achas lefnei Hashem yisbarach be'emes. When a Jew cries one true tear, hu lo letova b'shnei olamos. It's a big sugya, the sugya of Jewish tears. The Gemara says in Brachos, on Daf Lamed Gimel, that while the gates of tefillah were locked, right, the gates of tears are always open. What a tear can do is a very powerful thing. A Jewish tear is a very chashuv thing. There's a lot to say about that. But what he says here is an amazing thing. The power of a single tear, one tear, the emes, if you cry one real tear, that's a very powerful thing. Think about it. Sometimes we think we're crying for Hashem. We're crying for ourselves. Right? We're crying for ourselves. Even if I'm crying over something which I think I'm crying over an Indian, you know, Rukhani, or I think I'm crying for, but really I'm feeling broken. So he says you need to cry a lot of tears. Become someone who cries a lot of tears, and halavai, 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 you'll cry one real tear. It's like the Rambam in the Perush HaMishnah at the end of Maseches Makos. What does the Rambam say? What's the Mishnah? You know the Mishnah well. Ratza Kadosh Baruch Hu lezakos es Yisrael. Lefichach hir b'lem Torah mitzvos. So the Rambam says, it's counterintuitive. If I make my life, you know, good, so Hashem, don't give me a lot of mitzvos, just give me a couple of mitzvos. I'll be able to manage it, and I'll do great. Why'd you give me so many mitzvos? So Kadosh Baruch Hu lezakos es Yisrael. It's for our benefit, there's so many responsibilities. Every sif katan in the Mishnah Brura, every shachin, that's helpful for me. That makes life infinitely more complicated. It's mitzvah, 613 mitzvah, of, you know, a myriad of details that emerge from it. So the Rambam says, Hashem gave you a lot of things to do with the hope that at one point, over the course of your entire lifetime, you'll hit one grand slam. In other words, you're going to do this mitzvah with this intention and this mitzvah with that intention. And so many of the mitzvahs are broken. They're chaser. The Chavetz Chaim used to explain, like it says in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, if you do a mitzvah, you get a malach. But some of our malachim are so crippled. They're missing an arm. They're missing a leg. Right? They're lacking emotions. They're lacking intellectual abilities. Because when I did the mitzvah, I was lacking those things. I didn't put my whole being into it. But hopefully over the course of a lifetime, I'll have one mitzvah that's mamish perfect. Bases loaded, bottom of the ninth, World Series, Game 7, Grand Slam. Yeah? I'm sorry, Vic, I'll say it better. Triple overtime, Stanley Cup Finals, Game 7, Islanders versus, who do we hit? I don't know who we hit, okay?
No one so much in the West.
Right, and the Islanders win, triple overtime goal, unbelievable, right? So Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you a million opportunities, hoping that what? That you'll have one moment in your life that you'll mamish do a perfect mitzvah. Lishma mamish. Lishma, lishma, lishma. And the Rambam says that, and that could be your whole Olam Haba. That is your Olam Haba. Kol Yisrael yesh lem chelek b'Olam Haba. Right? Interesting. We bookend Pirkei Avos, the study of Pirkei Avos. We start with the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Kol Yisrael yesh lem chelek b'Olam Haba. And when we finish learning Pirkei Avos, we say what? Ratzah Kodesh Baruch Hu v'zakos es Yisrael. They're connected. Your Olam Haba could be, you do so many different things over the course of a lifetime, maybe one time you'll get it right. So if you cry a lot of tears, you daven a lot of tefillos, maybe one tefillah will be be'emes. If I cry a lot of tears, maybe one tear will be be'emes. Yeah, let's hear.
What's the Shnei Olamos business?
What's the Shnei Olamos? How does the tefillah help me in this world and in the next world? I don't know. It's good in this world and the next world. I don't know. Anyone have a shot? Why is Dafka says Shnei Olamos?
Maybe it's that, like, when good things happen to you, you say, like, if the more good that happens to you here, like, the less is saved for you when you get to Olam Haba. Like, if you get punished here, you don't get punished there. So maybe
right.
Like, if it's a true tier,
so if you,
even if you're helped out here, like, it won't take away from any of your merit.
Okay,
here.
Could be. Could be. Could also be that a real tier, again, will I mean, the Tzaddik, there's amazing Torah, the Kadosh Glover. And then Sefer Eretz Tzvi, he talks about, based on Alshech really, that when the Alshech says that when Noach was lying naked and his children went to cover him, right? And what does the Pasuk say? They walked backwards. Yeah? Shem and Yafes went to cover Noach and they walked backwards. So the Alshech HaKadosh says, why'd they walk back? Well, Rashi says, why'd they walk backwards? They didn't want to see their father's erva. No, why'd they have to walk backwards? Just close your eyes. I have to walk backwards. Just don't look. So the Al-Sheikh says a terrifying thing. The Al-Sheikh says, because we think Shmira Seinayim, right, is just about our Einayim. So if I see something I shouldn't see, I close my eyes, I don't look. Yeah, but my face still had contact with it. Right? I didn't look, I wasn't Nene, I was a Mestakel. But the bottom line is, my face was still opposite that billboard that a Jewish face should never come face to face with. it takes away, the Al Shech says, it takes away some of our Tzel Nolokim. It takes away some of it, so they walked backwards because they didn't want to even have a confrontation with Erev, the Al Shech says. So Noach's sons walked backwards. So the Kadrig Lover Gon of Ari Tzvi Fromer, who was one of the Rashi Yeshiva in Chachmei Lublin, Hashem should avenge his blood, he died in the Holocaust. So he writes in Eretz Tzvi, so how do you fix that? How do you fix the Tzel Nolokim on your face? And the answer is, mikvah. Right? What mikvah? Mikvah of tears. When you cry, when a person cries, the tears that go down your face restore the Tzel Nolokim to your face. Right? So, one true tear in this world and in the next world. So again, certainly in the next world, but also in this world. If I cry an emesdik tear, it can give me such perspective, such a clarity on things. And maybe it makes the world of difference in this world, when I can really understand what I'm broken about. And I can cry an emesdik tear. Sometimes, you know, a good cry, really good cry. Again, maybe that's not an emesdik cry, I don't know. I don't know if that's the emesdik cry that he's talking about, but sometimes it gives such a clarity, such a perspective. I don't know, it's cleansing. It's mamash a mikvah of sorts.
Is there a known criteria? Like, do we know?
So I don't know. Like, he's saying cry a lot. Be a person whose heart is soft that can cry, and then hopefully one of them again. Same way the Rambam is saying, practice all those mitzvahs, you'll get your grand slam. So practice. Be a person who's you know, takes the lev ha'evan and turns it into a lev basar, makes a soft heart, and you're able to feel and you're able to respond emotionally. And sometimes you're crying just for not the deepest of reasons, but sometimes a real tear comes out, whatever that is. So he says, that's the pshat. How do I know one true tear is so chashuv, he says? He says, because David HaMelech writes in Tehillim, Sima dim'asi b'nodecha. Place my tear in your flask. V'lo namar, it doesn't say dim'osai, it doesn't say tears. David HaMelech says, place, if you read it carefully, Sima dim asi, place my tear in your flask. It doesn't say plural. Dima yechidus. Hashem yisbarach yoideya levara. And Hashem knows how to do borer. Hashem knows how to say, okay, these tears, they're okay, but they're not it. But David HaMelech says, Hashem, you know how to find that. Once in a while, there's a real tear. And take those tears and put it in your special jar, you know? Save that up. That's a powerful thing. Power of a single truth here. No, again, like everything, we talk shalol lishma balishma. Sometimes, you know, imperfect tears are also good. But David HaMelech says, Hashem, help me to cry a real tear and pull it out. When you find that real tear, hold on to it, Kadosh Baruch Hu, treasure it. And Hashem does. Kadosh Baruch Hu does. Okay? All right, Mem Zayin. This one's a little hard. Hineor Hashem Yisbarach Melubash Besoicha Osios Vatevos Shal Torah Vetfila. Now, everything in the world, the assert of this piece is that everything in the world is layers. Right? So right now, again, the mashal we always give, this looks like a wooden table. And it was made by a certain person in a certain place or a certain company, etc. And how did it get to this spot? How did it come here to this room in yeshiva? There's a physical reality of how we perceive this table. Right? But really, Alpi Pnimius, really Alpi the Gemara, Sadduk's understanding of the Gemara, but according to the Gemara in Brachos, Dafnun Hay, right, everything in the world is built from osios, from letters. Letters are the building blocks of creation. If Sadduk writes in his Sefer Or Zeruah LeTzadik, he says, Hashem wanted to make a shor. Shor means an ox. So Hashem took a shin, and a vav, and a resh, out of his periodic table of elements, or whatever, you know, Hashem pulled out a shin, vav, resh, Hu Amar Vayahi, and he made a shore. If we had eyes to see, we wouldn't see an ox, a shore. We would see a shin vavresh. We would see the letters, literally letters walking around like a shore. Right? You read the Baal HaTanya, Shar Yichud V'Amuna. He talks about this. You look outside. Remember the first time I learned it, I was in camp one summer with someone, and like it was crazy. Like you walk around, you're like looking at the trees, and you just like picture the trees like covered in letters. It's like instead of leaves. Like a nice, you know, big open grassy field in camp. Like the whole thing is just filled with letters. It was like very trippy experience. And we were just learning Torah. We weren't doing anything funny on the side.
Yeah? Like
but yeah. The Tehillim, the guy from the Tehillim, Oliver Shalom, that guy, amazing picture. Yeah, things just right. Just letters and letters and more letters. So everything's really letters. Everything's made up of letters. Hinei or Hashem Yisbarach Melubash Besocha Osios Vatevos. But the truth is, the letters themselves are also a kli. The same way your body is a garment to your soul, right? And this table, which is wood, is a garment to the fact that it's really made up of letters, but the letters are also not really it. The letters are a pneumistic manifestation of the Or of Hashem Yisbach. So what does that mean? So he says, Hinei Or Hashem Yisbach Malubash Besoch Osios V'Tevos. Hashem took light and he turned it into letters and into words. Hashem turned it into Bava Kama. Hashem turned it into Modani. Hashem turned it into, you know, Shmona Esrei. Hashem turned it into Sanhedrin, right? Torah and Tefillah. All of Torah and all of Tefillah, which is the way we interact with Torah and Tefillah, speech, letters, words, but it's all light, right? Every Masechta is an Or, every Tefillah is an Or, and it's Malubash, it's wearing a garment of letters and words. V'gam b'pnimiyas halev shel ish Yehudi ganuz chelek elokam imal. And again, we're also layers, right? I have a body. So you'll say, well, you know, this is the outside of my body, but I also have an inside of my body, I have a heart. My heart's also just a lavush. It's a lavush to what? Inside a Jewish heart is the chelek elokam imal, right? So to speak, dwelling within a Jewish heart is a divine spark, a divine essence. V'lakach, and therefore, kishelo meid o mispalel matza minas mino v'ner. It's kvaldik. Meaning, the siddur that you're holding in your hand, it looks like words and letters, but it's really light. Right? And you look like a body, but you're also really light. You're also really a neshama. So when you take that siddur, you take the gemara, you take that chumash in your hand, and you're osik, so to speak, with your physical organs, to say these physical letters, so to speak, right? On the pnimius level, a shidduch is being made. On the pnimius of those letters, it's Or. The pnimius of you is a chelek elokam imal, and they find each other, and they reconnect. And they so to speak, awaken one another. Right? They interact with one another. He's borrowing from a halachic concept, but they meet up along the way. There's a shidduch being formed. On the outside, it's a Jewish body holding a siddur with Hebrew letters in it. On a pnimius level, right, the letters of that siddur or the letters of that sefer are Or, and the inside of you is an Or. It's an Or Eloki. It's a divine spiritual light. L'chein avoda b'pnimius hu b'chinas shleimus. So therefore, the avoda b'pnimius, the avoda, the inner track of avoda, is an aspect of shleimus. Why? What does that mean? Okay, you want to say it's a... Right? The same way that a shidduch gives a certain shleimus, right? When a husband finds his wife, so now there's a certain shleimus that takes place, a yichud's taking place, a shidduch's taking place. So too, you want to say, that's what you want to say, Shaval, that when the letters, which are Or, meet up with the Or that is you, and they reunite, on a pnimius level, there's a shleimus that's taking place. Okay, could be that's what he means. I'm not really sure what he means. Let's keep reading. Amnam chitzonios halev mafsik b'neim. But that means that at every level, we're always contending with some type of chitzonios that's trying to stop you from going deeper. And that's the yesod of this piece. Everything is layers upon layers upon layers upon layers upon layers upon layers. Right? Everything is layers. Rav Avram Shur writes in one of his svarim, one of the old halakach valibos, he says, I heard from an avrich, he doesn't say where, so I once heard, someone told me, he doesn't give a source, but I heard from someone, when the Rambam describes in Yisodei HaTorah, like the arrangements of the heavenly spheres, he compares it to the layers of an onion. It's a good mashal, layers. Layers in the higher realms. And the Rambam is talking about even within natural physical realms, and even more so spiritual realms. So he said, an Avrich told me, or showed me in some sefer, but he doesn't say where it is, that why do we cry when we peel onions? Why did Hashem make it that we cry when we peel onions? You don't cry if you, I don't know, like to peel your apple, you peel your banana. I had a banana today, I didn't cry. Why do you cry? Why do onions make a person cry? Because a person realizes, right, an onion is a microcosm of the fact that there's so many layers to things. And I'm so chitzenius. My whole life is so chitzeniastic. I could be peeling off another layer. I could be going so much deeper. So a person says, what do you mean? I'm not a fool. I know this isn't a wooden table. I know this is letters. So first of all, you're not the Baal Tani. You can't see the letters. Right? So you can believe it, but chaval that you can't see it. It's too bad our eyes aren't pure enough to see it. But I have to cry over the fact that if I stop there, no, chaval. It's more than that. Under the layer of the letters is or, right? So I have a body. Inside my body, I have a heart. Oh, it's my penis. But inside my heart is a neshama. Oh, so that's my penis. But inside my neshama, there's layers and layers and layers and layers and layers. And therefore, at every level, right? And that's why we cry. You see an onion, you see the layers of an onion, and it reminds you, ay, why do I allow myself to get stuck on an outer layer? Now, again, it's a lose-lose. There's always more layers, right? You'll never, there's endless layers when it comes to ruchnias. But he says, the chitzonias, but through the breaking of the heart, through the humility of the heart, right? When I break a layer, and sometimes, again, using the onion mushroom, it makes me cry. It's hard. But when I'm willing to peel off a layer, so I remove the chitzonias and mezgala pnimius. And that's the goal. The goal is to constantly be trying to get to greater shlemus, because again, as much as a Jewish body and a sitter, that's a beautiful, right? It's a beautiful picture. That's so much more shalim than just a sitter on a shelf and a Jew sitting in a chair. A Jew holding a sitter or holding a sefer, it's much more shalim. But on a deeper level, you know, the letters that are on the page, right? And my neshama is, that's even more shalim. Even more connected, even better shidduch. And then, let's go deeper. The letters are not really letters, they're or. And my neshama is also or. That's even more shalim. So at every letter I'm trying to, at every level, I'm trying to peel off some of that chitzonius and get to something that's a greater shlemus and a greater yichud. So he says, interesting little remnant here, he says, Ein chotzeitz davar is rashi tevas echad. Shemeramiz al shlemus, sha'oz yuchol avod b'leiv shalim, the more that I can remove all of the chatzitzos, right? Whatever chatzitza is getting in the way, whatever blockage is preventing me from going deeper, from going to a greater yichud, a greater shlemus, that the more I peel off those curtains and dividers that are separating me from my more essential self, the more I'm able to serve Hashem b'leiv shalim, shehu apnimius hamezgala al yedei hasaratz hachatzitza, b'shvirus chitzonius halev. So I'm constantly trying to break down a more external layer of the heart to get to a deeper part of the heart. But here's the catch-22. Even when I get to pnimius, every level of pnimius has a chitzonius and a pnimius of a pnimius, right? Gam b'pnimius yesh beiz habachinos, that even when I get to the inner level, even there I have to contend with the fact that there's a chitzonius and a pnimius, ad ein sof, and it's endless. V'tzarech tamid, turn the page, lahasir hachitzonius u'legalus apnimius shehi b'china shlemus. So the avoda of striving for greater shlemus, or greater connection to the echad, is to get through more, to climb more walls, to tear down more mechitzos, and to remove every chatzitza possible, to the point of ein chotzeitz davar, till I come to the truest echad. But that's a powerful thing. It's powerful to realize that at every level, there's no getting there. You're never there. You've never arrived. Now, I used to be more superficial, but now I see things with a pnimius dikka perspective. Yeah, but your pnimius perspective also has a chitzonius to the pnimius and a pnimius to the pnimius. So I try to peel off another layer and I go deeper. And I get there again. At every level, I'm always working towards greater pnimius. All right, that's the avoda of a person in this world. Okay, last piece for tonight. Here's the main one. Okay? And then I'm going to go home and learned some fifth grade math. Gvaldik. That's the pnimius of the avodas pnim. Okay, memchas. This is beautiful. This is really beautiful. This is a tshuva. Every week he gives us something for show of him. This is mamish. Gidola tshuva shezidonos nasis lukschuyos. Right? We know the Gemara tells us in Maseches Yoma that great is tshuva, that tshuva could turn an aveira into a mitzvah. A demerit can become a merit. The Gemara says, hold on a second. I thought that an Avera through tshuva can only become a lesser Avera. If it was mazid, it becomes shogeg. Right? If it was willful Avera, it becomes an accidental Avera. So the Gemara answers, again, he says, v'chulu, so you got to know the back and forth, lo kasha kan me'ava v'chulu. If you do tshuva me'ava, higher level tshuva, so tshuva me'ava turns an avera into a mitzvah. If you do tshuva me'ira, tshuva out of awe or fear, so it lessens the severity of the avera. It takes it from mezid, brings it down to shogeg. Okay? But tshuva has this transformative ability. If you do tshuva me'ava, it could transform an avera into a mitzvah. That's such an unbelievable gemara. Rav Soloveitchik, the Rav explained it very, in a much more olam hazadik way. It's not some metaphysical reality that takes place. It's not some spiritual transformation that takes place in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's heavenly ledger. Rav Soloveitchik said, if you do tshuva in a deep way, it turns the aveir into a mitzvah, not that Hashem rewrites the script. It's just that I've learned from my mistake in such a deep way that it's actually going to help me to be so much better in the future that it's turned my aveira experience into a positive experience. I've learned so much from it that moving forward, right, I'll be able to make much, much better choices. So in fact, the overall, growth that I experienced, brachos lamed dalet, makom shabalei tshuva omed, in the place of the Baal Tshuva is greater than the tzaddik because of the struggles of the Baal Tshuva. His perspective allows him to reach new heights. Again, usually we read this Gemara, it's more of a metaphysical reality. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took an Avera, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mahapechit, in some spiritual way, turns it into a mitzvah. Okay, that's what the Rav said. But let's see how he learns it. Ha'inyan ki kevan shezacha ledas, she'inu mavakish schar ala mitzvos shalo, ki hu lo asa shum tnu aktano gedola kiyim b'koach Hashem yisbarach, shu asa v'osa v'yasa l'chol amasam. However, let's be real for 1 second. Have we ever done anything? I was going to say, have we ever done a mitzvah? But let's say, have we ever done anything? Did you ever do anything? Let's talk in a positive. Right? Are we learning avodas pnim right now? Right? That's kind of a weird question. Yeah. Are we learning avodas pnim right now? No, Hashem's learning avodas pnim right now. Right? Hashem is manifesting Himself as us. And Hashem is learning avodas pnim right now. Right? How does he like it? You gotta ask him. I don't know. Hashem is learning about us right now. We're all a manifestation of Hashem. When we realize, when a person has the, again, is zocha to understand in the deepest of ways, right, that I don't deserve schar for my mitzvos. You know why? Because I never did anything. Hashem is giving life to my limbs right now. Hashem is putting the words in my mouth right now. Hashem is beating my heart for me. Is anyone here working to cause their heart to beat at this moment? Am I conscious of the fact that I'm breathing? Am I thinking to say the words that are coming out of my mouth? As I move my hands right now, do I have any understanding of the process, the complexity of that process? So I'm not actually doing anything. Kihulo asa, again, fourth line. Kihulo osa shum tenua katano gedola kim b'koach Hashem yisbach. It's all Hashem, again, and His kochos manifesting itself through us. Shu asa v'osa v'yasa l'chol amasim. That not just that Hashem made the world and Hashem, every second there is ain od milvad though. So where does that leave me? I don't know. I'm thankful for Hashem choosing to manifest Himself in this seat at this time as Moshe Tzvi Weinberg. I don't know. On a certain level, that feels real. That I exist. What am I talking about? I'm going home to teach my fifth grade daughter math so she can pass her test on Friday. Right? But on a certain level, I have the maturity to know there's no me and there's no you. We're not doing anything right now. Hashem is doing. Hashem is the whole thing. Okay. So to what extent do I appreciate that Hashem is allowing Himself to manifest Himself as us? Because we're having a nice time learning Torah together on a Tuesday night. Right? Adraba, who makir, I would never ask for schar. I want a reward for this. I'm going to ask you, Hashem, you're going to pay me for the schus that we have right now to learn His Torah. Are you crazy? Adrava, hu makir b'chesed ha-gadol me'Hashem yisbarach, shemizakehu lasos eza davar tov b'lam hazeh. Thank you, Hashem. Hashem, you could have made me an animal. You could have made me a leaf on a tree, standing out in the cold, in the rain. You made me a Jew. You gave me a body. You gave me a desire to learn Torah. You put me in a yeshiva. You helped me discover this little sefer called Avodas Pnim from some Slonim or Chassid from the previous period of Jewish history. And here we are. We're sitting here. A bunch of guys coming from different places learning it. Thank you so much. V'lomar lefanav yisbarach shemo teva achas b'torah tefillah. You know how lucky I am to say one word of Torah, one word of tefillah. V'usameach b'zeh. Thank you so much, Hashem. I'm so happy. Shezakeyu Hashem Yisbach. Wow, how lucky I am. I could be sitting in my room right now watching YouTube. And Hashem, you put me here. How did I get here? I'm not sure. I have no idea. Why do I want to be doing this right now? I chose it, but like, I don't know, you kind of orchestrated it. We're lottery winners. We're very lucky. We're very fortunate. K'maymer akosov, as David HaMelech said in Tehillim Kuf Yutes, Sos Anochi Elim Rasecha Kamotzei Shalal Rav. What a beautiful way to learn it. Sos Anochi, I rejoice Al Im Rasecha, I rejoice over your words, Kamotzei Shalal Rav. Like a person who just found a big treasure. Right? Because in a certain sense, I didn't earn this. None of us earned this. We didn't earn the right to learn about his Pnim. We didn't earn the right to have an interest in Torah. We didn't earn the right to have a Jewish neshama. We didn't earn the right for this next breath of air. Kol neshama talka luka, kol neshima haleluka. Thank you, Hashem. Wow, what did I do to deserve that? A breath of air. What did I do? None of it. We didn't do it. We don't deserve it. The Ayin Hara, Hashem gave it to us. Memeila ain't shayich la'adam hazeh gavos halev me'avodaso. So when you know this, is there any room for gaiva? Is there any room to be a Baal Gaiva? To think, oh, I did this, I did that. There's no you. V'harehu shafel misbayish v'nichta al rov chas do'imo. I shall walk around all day feeling, Hashem, you're so good to me. This is the biggest gift in the world, that you're choosing to let me be a manifestation of you in this world. And especially if I'm zocha to manifest as a ben Torah, as a Jew learning Torah or davening at any given moment. She said, Dargas tshuva me'ava. That's tshuva me'ava. That's returning to Hashem with an ava, aza, this awesome, fiery, intense love for the realization that thank you so much, Hashem. Le'ish zeh me'mela lo shayich litvo mimenu avonosav. Ah, so just like I don't exist when I do mitzvos, I also don't exist. Such a person could say with a straight face, I also didn't exist when I did averos. That also wasn't me. The same way I'm not coming asking for credit for the things I did right, I also don't want to be held accountable. Now again, obviously in a real revealed level, take a chrayas for your actions, take a chrayas for your averos, you're a baal bechira, the choice is yours, you made the choice, you have to answer, schar va'onesh, one of the yud gimel yikarim, but on a certain level, lo shayach litvo mimenu avonosav, you can't be toveya from me my sins, kev and shuhu mamin, because I believe. And again, this is a very intense idea. I have to be very careful with this idea. Kevin shehu ma'amin shebeli Hashem yisparach ef shar lasos klum v'hu ribon kol ha'masim. The same way when I make a seal on Shas, it's not me. And the same way when I down with Kavan, it's not me. And the same way that when I keep Shabbos, it's not me. Right? The same way when I do an Avera, it's also not me. Years ago when I taught in high school, we went on a school Shabbaton. And it was a whole bunch of students and myself, maybe one of them. We were sitting up late Friday night. We were having this big discussion, mamish on this nakuda. Now I hadn't learned this piece at the time, but Rav Tzadok has ideas which are maybe similar, Ishbitz, Rav Tzadok have ideas which are a little bit maybe similar to some of this thinking. So this one kid was Bechlal, not one of the former kids in the school, but is such a good neshama. He kept saying, he was arguing like this. He was arguing like this. He was saying, when I do averos, I don't deserve to be punished. Because if I do an Avera, Hashem wanted that way. So the other guy's like, oh, you're a liar, you're a phony, you're totally, how can you say that? He said, I eat something not kosher. That's what Hashem wanted. So they said, no, it's not even your free will. So he's like, what? So you're saying that I did something that God didn't want? Argument. You're saying I was able to do something that Hashem didn't want? So I was arguing with this kid. Everyone else was teaming up against him. And I kept saying, no, he's right, he's right. What are you saying? You're saying he could do something that Hashem didn't want? He can operate outside of Hashem's ratzon? Now, again, obviously, we scaled it back at a certain point and said, like, well, what does that mean, right? What does that mean? I can't do anything that Hashem doesn't want. So that means if I walk outside right now and go do averos, so that's the ratzon Hashem? In some very secretive way, it is. Ayin Lakutim Maran. The second section, Torah Yud Beis, right? There's things that are true about Hashem that Kavod Hashem Haster Davar, you can't say it even if it's true, right? The whole fight of Chassidus versus the Vilna Gaon. Negative things that exist in the world. Is Hashem manifest in those things, or Hashem just has some type of more general hashkacha that allows it to exist? You go to the bar a couple blocks over from here. Is Hashem found in the bar? You go to a church. Is Hashem found in the church? Can I say such a thing? Right? I can't say Hashem's found in the church. Halacha says you can't go to a church. That bar is no place for a fine Jewish boy to be found. Right? But to say that Hashem is not there, it's against the Feir Shem Kamaishi. Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. Right? So what's the pshat? So is he there or is he not there? So he's there, but you can't say. There's certain things which are true but can't be said. And Rabbi Nachman explains again in a very deep way what that means, right? What he calls the Maimer Sosum, which is the word Bereshis, because in the beginning of the Chumash it says Vayomer, 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 Vayomer. Hashem said Vayomer this, Vayomer that. Hashem said, Hu Amar Vayehi, Hashem says and it is. The Mishnah says in Avos there are 10 Ma'amaros, 10 utterances by which Hashem created the world. So go add it up. There's only 9. Where's the last Vayomer? Bereshis nami maimerhu. Bereshis is also an expression of speech. I wouldn't translate Bereshis as, and he said. He said without saying. He said without saying. Maimer sasu, the Zohar calls it. Concealed speech, right? In some ways, it's the deepest truth. It's the biggest chiddush. Hashem is found in the bar. Chas v'shalom, you can't say that. You want Jews to end up over there? That's terrible. It'd be a tragedy, right? So, in a certain sense, there are things which are true, and we know them, and our neshama knows them, and we very, very carefully understand them, and we have to be very, very, very careful how we bring them into the realm of Lamaisa. So was that kid on the Shabbaton right or wrong? He was right and wrong. Right? On a revealed level, he's totally wrong. He's making excuses for his averos. He was making excuses for what he does on the side. Yeah, but on a certain side, he's right. Could he do an aver if that's not the Ratzon Hashem? Could he operate outside of God's will? No, what do you say, Vic?
So say like, when you're a kid, like one of the things like Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. So are you saying that he's not truly everywhere?
He is, 100%.
So he is.
But like, I don't want to get up and tell people. I don't want to tell people. Yeah, Hashem is in there. Yeah, what difference does it make if you're in the base medrash or if you're in the bar? Hashem is in the base medrash. Hashem is in the bar. Right, that can be very damaging.
But
on a certain level, there's a truth to it. Right? But it's not a truth that we want to necessarily, you know, broadcast to the world.
Yeah.
Right? So that's what it means. That's the Maimer Sosum, concealed speech. It's something that is true on a pneumizdika level, but it's something that we're very, very careful how we apply it halacha lemaisa. Otherwise, God forbid, it becomes a Pesach for Averos. So this piece is very dangerous. He's saying, if you could be the type of person who says, I don't exist, be'emes, to not take any credit for the good that I do, then on a certain level, again, not in the moment where the Yetzirah is trying to get me to do the Avera, I got to fight. But if after the fact I was Nechshol, I did an Avera, I could also say it wasn't me. Or at least Hashem treat it as if it wasn't me. Right? Maybe that's a healthier way to say it. Kevin shu mamin shebeli Hashem yisbarach I efshar la'asos klum. I can't do anything without you because you're Rabon Kol Amasim. So look at this. It's beautiful. As Hashem yisbarach nosei avon kiviyachol la'atzmo. So Hashem says, okay, well, I guess if I do everything good in the world, I guess I have to take a chayas for everything bad in the world. Va'omer lifnei habeistin shamala. Ani asisi akol. Hashem testifies against himself. Hashem comes into court one day and declares in front of the court, right? Don't punish the people of the world because they didn't take credit for the good and they're not going to be held accountable for the bad. I did everything. As the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, ani asisi, I have performed. Ani esa, I will carry or I will bear, meaning because it's all me, so I have to bear everything. Ani azbol, right? I will be soivel it. The burden's upon me now. V'chein nasa me'averos mitzvos, ki bevadai lo shayach averos etzel Hashem yisbach. What a crazy line. You see that? And therefore, so now we're really stuck. So we just had God, right? I mean, this is pretty wild. We just had Hashem walk into a Beis Din Shomala and say, I'm the guilty party, you know? And you hear like the gasp from all the, you know, all the people watching the trial. And Hashem, you're the what? You're the criminal? Right? Yes, it's all me. Everything's me. The good was me and the bad was me. But then someone has to get up and say, Hashem, you're the Makor HaTov. You can't do bad. Ah, okay. So I guess we have to turn the Averos into Mitzvos. So great is tshuva, me'ahava, when I realize that it's all with this unbelievable ahava, that nothing, there is no me, it's all from Hashem. So then I turn through this whole wild and crazy court process, I turn the averos into mitzvos. Because there's no such thing as averos by Hashem. I'm not comfortable with that either. I'm not comfortable with saying Hashem's responsible for my sins. I'm not comfortable with saying Hashem has sins b'chlal. Ki elokeinu shebashamayim kol esher chafetz asa, v'akol nichlal b'ratzon Hashem yisbarach. And everything, yes, that kid on the Shabbaton in high school was right on a certain level. That yes, it is all Hashem. Va'inyan amuk. And needless to say, this is a very, very, very deep concept. Zem Hashem Rakasov, and this is how you read the Pasuk. Hapi Chasidus, the Pasuk that we know from the Yom Noraim, or really from Shabbat Shuvah, the Pasuk in Hosea. Imru elav kol tisa avon v'kach tov. Here's how he reads the Pasuk. What is it? How do you read the pasuk? What's the pasuk pshat on the pasuk? Right, imru elav kol tisa avon v'kach tov. So he says like this: imru, if we'll just say elav kol, that it's all him, then tisa avon, then Hashem will carry the sins v'kach tov. And for Hashem to carry sins, not possible. So v'kach tov, then he turns it into a mitzvah. Right, the pasuk pshat is to say before him all that you've done wrong. Right. But we're saying, no, Imru, say, a love call, it's all him. And once I've accepted, it's all him. Then Tisa Avon, and therefore Hashem, you got to carry the Averos. V'kach Tov, you take the mitzvos also. The whole thing is you. V'alpiza mevura maimer chazal. And with this we understand Sanhedrin Mem Gimel. Misha daito shvela lav malin lav akasav kilu hikriv kol hakarbanos kulam. A person who's humble, it's as if he brought all of the karbanos in the world. Aval mishi yeshlo shemetz gaiva. But if, God forbid, you become a Baal Gaiva, it doesn't mean all the karbanos in the world, doesn't it? What are karbanos? Karbanos is the lashon of kirvas elokos. If you're a humble person, you can be the closest to Hashem, because there is no you. The mashal we always give, you take your drop of water and you throw it back into the ocean. You take your ray of sunlight and you put it back into the sun. You're one with Hashem. But if you're a Baal Gaiva, and you think you're your own thing, and you take credit for your mitzvos, and you feel that, what, I sustain my body because I put food into it. I'm the one who feeds my body. And I'm the one who chooses to keep Shabbos or chooses to learn Torah or chooses to put on tefillin. If a person has even a shemetz of gaiva, v'choshev she'asam mashu lefanav yisbarach, and he thinks that what? He's done anything. Ein lo sheichesim kol inyan hazeh. And this whole sugya that I'm telling you about here, it's over. Which is why, since we're all, at the very least, a shtickle bali gaiva, right? This whole sugya is not halach lemaisa, but what a beautiful sugya, what a deep idea. As the pasuk says in Yeshaya, the full pasuk is something like Hashem is b'marom eshkon, right? Vezdaka. Hashem says, I'm in the heights of heaven, but I'm also with the humble ones. Ksiv, ki shafal Hashem yisbarach shochin b'kirbo v'chol maisav al cheshbon Hashem yisbarach. Right? That the shafal, who allows HaKadosh Baruch Hu to dwell within him. Because the Shafel, the humble one, says, there is no me. All my ma'isim, it's all Hashem's chashbon. U'kadi'isa b'tzadikim sha'afal pi sheyesh lahem litlos ma'aseim atovim ein revakshin elamat naschinam. Or like Chazal say, right? Moshe Rabbeinu had a lot of merits, but he begged HaKadosh Baruch Hu ve'eschanan al Hashem be'isa hilemor. Why should I go into Eretz Yisrael? Mat naschinam. A free gift. What do you mean? Moshe got 40 years of service of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. No, I'm not asking. I didn't earn anything here. I'm not asking for anything in my own merit. Moshe ain kin, but at the Baal Gaiva, what does it say? The Gemara in Arachin, Daf Tezvav, ain ani v'hu yecholim l'dor. Hashem says, I and he cannot occupy the same space. Because the Baal Gaiva pushes Hashem. He's doicha ragle shechina. He pushes away, so to speak, the feet of the shechina, whatever that means. V'chol maisa v'chesh ben atzma, and everything's... So you want the credit for mitzvos? That's fine, but you're going to have to answer for your averos as well. A person who's tshuva me'ava, a person who returns to Hashem with just this unbelievable love for Hashem, that, wow, there is no me, it's all you. Such a person, the Beis in Shalmala, will be melam yitzchus on him. Hashem himself will confess and say, I'm the one who's responsible. Ani asisi, v'ani esa, v'ani esbol. But the court says, we're not going to write a guilty, I'm going to write a guilty psak against Hashem. So all the averos become mitzvos. It's a very, very, very deep idea. It's a maimer sasson. Maybe we shouldn't have read it. But we did. Okay, yeah, let's hear.
The point that you made with taking our drop and tossing it in the ocean,
yeah.
Maybe we can connect that with our one dima.
Ah, the one dima.
Yeah. It's from within us that we're right. Tossing into.
That's right. The one real tear. The one real tear, so to speak. That's the drop. That's right, the ocean of tears.
And it takes a lot to get it out because we are these like body right. Gaiva. But right. Once we get it, then.
That's right, we gotta find that. All we have to do is find that one drop and then we can attach it to the infinite. Yeah. Okay, I promise you'll be careful and not, Chas v'Shalom, abuse any of the Torahs that our Rebbe the Avodah Zarah has taught us. Well,